Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica, and I am the creator and writer behind Bring Your Own Kombucha. This week's podcast episode features Kay Cole, which she's basically the queen of Instagram. She's a social media creative coordinator located outside of the Philadelphia area. She's actually pretty close to me. She graduated from Penn State, and she basically knew right away that she wanted to work in social media. She's basically an expert in helping bloggers and brands with their aesthetic of their social media, and more specifically, Instagram and Pinterest are, like, her niches. And if you don't believe me, head over to Kate Cole Chic, which is dedicated to all things pretty and pink, and her aesthetics are on point. She has, like, over 13,000 followers. It's insane. I loved chatting with her. She was just a wealth of information. I will say this about the episode, though. I was pretty sick, and I probably should have just rescheduled the podcast, and I didn't because I'm so stubborn. So if you hear a lot of coughing, I apologize. I hope it really doesn't mess up the quality of the episode too much. But I had to release this episode because it's just full of such great information for entrepreneurs and bloggers and influencers and all you creatives out there. And it's a little bit of a change up from my typical, health and wellness based episodes. So I really wanted to include it even though I'm coughing like crazy. My apologies. So without further ado, let's jump into this episode with Kate. Hi, everyone. And before we jump into today's podcast episode, I just want to give a big shout out to Pink Tomato Skincare. So let me preface this with, I'm actually recording this ad while I'm breastfeeding, so you might hear little Elizabeth in the background. But yeah, so let's talk about Pink Tomato Skincare. And the reason I want to bring them up is because I stumbled upon them at a health and wellness event. And upon like looking further into the company, I found out that they are actually all organic, they don't test on animals, they are vegan, they use natural aromas, and they also use eco packaging, which I feel like is very hard to find. So I was able to connect with the owner, Gina, who is a badass mama. She runs this business and raises her little boy, and he is just absolutely adorable. Definitely head over to her Instagram at Pink Tomato Skincare. I use a lot of her products. I would say that my favorite product of hers, and you probably see me wearing this a lot on Instagram, is her face mask. She has this pink face mask that is basically a rejuvenating cold facial, and you can put it in the freezer or in the fridge, whichever you prefer. I always put it in the freezer. And then you wear it for about like 15 minutes after you apply your favorite face cream. And it really tightens up your skin. It soothes your skin. It reduces the appearance of wrinkles. It reduces the size of pores, which is really ideal for basically all types of skin types. Furthermore, it actually fights acne, and it acts as acupuncture meridian. That promotes circulation, helping, you know, rejuvenate the skin. So there's a lot of benefits to that one. And then my second favorite product is actually, you can use it for babies as well, but I use this prior to having Lizzie. It's called a konjac sponge. And Gina actually creates a couple different varieties, but for the most part, all three varieties are 100% natural. They're made without preservatives. They're made without artificial coloring, without chemical additives, no artificial chemicals. It's 100% biodegradable. And basically the purpose of the konjac sponge is that It starts out dry and it becomes hard. And then when you soak the sponge in water, you squeeze it and use it all over your body and face with circular motions. And it gently balances the pH of your skin. And you know that it's the real deal when it was actually created for babies. But because of the amazing qualities of it, adults started using it and seeing their positive effects. So I encourage you all to head over to www.pinktomatoskincare.com and try out Gina's product. She's also on Instagram and Facebook. And again, you can just find her at Pink Tomato Skincare. And for a sweet discount, you can use BYOK18 and make sure the BYOK is capitalized. And Gina will hook you up with, just a sweet discount for being a listener of the BYOK podcast. So head over there and check her out. Hi, Kate, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course, I'm so excited to chat with you today. Would you mind just giving us a brief background about yourself?
So obviously, my name is Kate Cole. Cole's actually my middle name, but I go by that on all my social media channels because I like the alliteration. But anyways, I graduated from Penn State, and I'm a social media creative coordinator. I live outside of the Philadelphia area, so I'm in the suburbs, and yeah, that's about it.
Now, do you do the social media coordinator full-time?
Yes, I do. Now I do.
So how did that kind of get started? Would you mind just elaborating a bit on that? Because what did you go to school for?
Yeah, so I actually went to school for marketing, business, marketing, all that is similar. But it's funny because they don't teach you that in college. Like, I never learned about any social media, which I feel like, you know, social media has taken such a role in society today. And I feel like, you know, people don't really use newspapers and radio ads like they used to. Like, the way of marketing now is social media. So I wish that they taught that in college. But yeah, so I was a marketing major in college. I got out of Penn State Abington, and I took an internship at this PR agency in the city. And that was nice because I feel like I learned a lot about the other side of, you know, the influencer and marketing and that kind of stuff. And then I left there and I kind of went on my own, and then I ended up getting my dream job in social media at a restaurant group in the city, and did that for a little bit. It didn't work out, so I said, you know what, I love working for myself, so I'm going to do that. And ever since, I've been on my own freelancing, working with some really great brands, influencers. And yeah, I absolutely love it. So I'm super excited that I'm going to continue that and grow the business. So yeah.
Now, what kind of influencers and companies do you help with their social media? Do you have like a specific field, or is it just like a variety?
So I've done some work for brands such as Daniel Wellington. I helped them out with some of their pictures with influencers. I tagged the pictures for them. I had some other woman reach out to me. She had a company and she wanted me to come up with a list of 100 influencers, and she had very certain like criteria that she wanted. So she asked for, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like people with health and fitness accounts that had 30,000 plus followers. So I do that kind of work, and then I also help bloggers and brands and, you know, influencers do work with their own Instagram. So it's a little bit of everything.
And, I mean, actually, it's also really impressive because you also have your own blog. And on Instagram, you have over 12,000 followers. So how did you accumulate that many followers and that much traction, and how many years have you been blogging?
So I started my Instagram and blog, I guess you could say, about 4 years ago. And that was a little bit before the whole influencer rush, as you could say. So then I started it as more of a creative outlet. So I use inspiration pictures, and it was just more of a fun thing for me to do. But I ended up getting a lot of traction, and it grew a lot. So I kind of stopped a little bit, and then I revisited it, and then I ended up like really becoming interested in how these bigger, you know, bloggers and influencers grew their brands. So I just would reach out to people and say, hey, how did you, you know, can you give me any tips on how you did this? And I'll always remember one of the girls that I met through Instagram. Her name's Elise Gabriel. She's great. And she gave me the best advice and said, hey, you know what? I think you should use your own content. And I think, you know, if you were more original, I think you would grow more. And so everything just took off from there. I started taking my own pictures, and I started doing everything I could to learn how to grow my Instagram. And yeah, that's how Kate Cool Chic was born. And same thing with my blog. I did that more so of a inspirational blog. And then, you know, I kind of, you have to go with what your readers like and don't like. So I felt like I wasn't getting much traction on writing about face masks and skincare tips and that kind of stuff. And I felt like I was getting more traction on talking about tips on how to grow your Instagram, how to grow your Pinterest, how to grow your blog. And so, yeah, that's really how I got started.
I love how organic you were able to grow your blog. And you're right, like, starting 4 years ago, you definitely got in before that, like, huge explosion of, like, everybody wants to be an influencer.
A little bit before. I feel like I was, like, just on the cusp, and then right after, it was, like, it blew up.
You are so lucky. I just started a year ago, and I definitely feel like there is such an abundance of influencers in this space right now that it's really hard to niche down and separate yourself from others. Yeah. Which I believe firmly that, you know, there's room for everybody to grow. I'm not about, like, you know, competing and things like that. Like, I think we can all learn from each other.
Absolutely.
But I think it's important to, like, stand out.
Yeah. So it's really important. Like, because, you know, you can't be like every other person on Instagram. And that's what I tell people. You need to find something that makes you stick out. I was actually just listening to another podcast, and it was two girls that are sister bloggers. They're fashion bloggers from New York. And they were saying, you know, the way that they stand out is because there isn't a lot of sister bloggers that do their business together. And that's kind of how they make their blog so different, is because, you know, you don't really see two people together doing it most of the time, which is interesting.
100%. And what's the name of that podcast, just so we can shout it out?
I have to look up the podcast, but the fashion bloggers are the Yin to My Yang.
I have to look them up.
They're so cute. I just found them. I listened to the podcast, and I was like, wow, I love that these girls are doing this. And they were saying that, like, you know, that's how they feel like they've become successful, because they stick out.
Right. So there's also a couple of other things that go along aside from, like, sticking out, such as, like, your Instagram aesthetic. Right. Now, what is your advice on how to achieve, like, a cohesive and clean Instagram feed?
So that's a great question. So I tell all my clients and people who ask me, I say, you know, if you're struggling with how to find your theme or your colorway, I would do your Instagram or digital research. So I know not everyone has the time to do this, but I spend like hours on Instagram and the internet per day. And I just look at others' accounts. And honestly, I think it's a great way for people to find inspiration. And so I tell my clients, hey, come up with 5 to 10 different feeds that you absolutely love the aesthetic of. And go by that and, you know, find in those feeds what you like and what you don't like and kind of take your own fun spin on it. And I think that that really helps kind of to nail down what your theme will look like, because if you pick a theme and you pick a colorway, then, you know, it's easier to shoot your content. So let's just say, you know, my Instagram is mostly pink. So when I'm out, I'm not going to take pictures of things that are black. You know, I want to take pictures of things that go with my feed because I already kind of know what I like and what I don't like on my feed. So when I'm taking pictures, I look out for things that will go with my Instagram. So I think that's super important to have a theme or some kind of look to your Instagram, because it's so much easier to, you know, figure out when you're out and you need content what it's going to look like.
Do you recommend any apps that can help you really work through your Instagram feed?
Yeah, so, first I use Unum, U-N-U-M, and I use that to, I upload my pictures and I use that to organize them, to make sure that they, you know, the order of them and how they look, and you can move the pictures around to make sure that they look good together. I know some other people use like Planoly, and there's a bunch of apps that you can use for that. And then I also use VSCO. So I tell everyone when it comes to filters, you know, I think first take a good quality picture and then you can use the filters to make it cohesive with your feed or to brighten it. You know, first comes the quality, then comes the filters. So I use VSCO for that. I use Darkroom. I know Lauren Everts from the Skinny Confidential talks about that a lot. You can kind of play with colors. So if you have a pink feed, you can take, you know, the yellows, the reds, the greens, the blues out. So that's cool. And there's so many apps that you can use to edit your pictures. I've heard of Lightroom. You know, there's presets in the Lightroom that you can come up with your own custom filter. So there's so many different ways that you can make your feed cohesive and clean. Another way I do this is I tell my clients to take your pictures in front of blank walls or go to a coffee shop and take a picture on a flat surface, like a white surface. You know, if you have negative space, it creates space in your feed that makes it a little bit more cohesive because it breaks up the darker and the busier pictures. So if you have a little bit of a darker picture, put something light or white in between those photos so that, you know, all your busier pictures aren't together. And think about, you know, colors when you're arranging your pictures. You know, you don't want to put two green photos together. You want to put them on opposite sides of each other or with something white in the middle. You know, you have to really think about these things if you're trying to plan out a cohesive feed.
I love that strategy. And I actually do the same thing when I feel like my feed is getting too busy. I like to like throw a quote in there, just like a simple white and black quote to kind of like, you know, lessen the chaoticness and bring it together a little bit more.
I tell people, go to a coffee shop, you know, find a marble space that always works, get a cute drink and take a picture, take a flat lay. It works.
Now, what about growing your Instagram organically? What are some tips for some newbie bloggers or micro bloggers or just Instagrammers in general?
Okay. Number one is engagement. This is super important. You know, I compare it to a friendship. You need to engage with people to get the same back. So go to a feed that you love. And I look through who people follow, and you can find people through that. You know, I go to a fun, big pink account that I love, and I'll go through to see who they follow, because odds are I will also like who they follow. So I find people through that, and then I'll comment and like on their pictures. Or you can go through geotags. So let's just say you have a cute matcha place in your area. So I'll go through the pictures on the geotagged location, and I'll just like and comment on people's pictures. And honestly, it makes such a difference when you engage with people, because it's just more genuine. So, you know, if you're leaving, I would say 4+ words, genuine, nice comments with some fun emojis, you know, people are more likely to come back to your page and say, hey, who is this that's commenting? Oh, okay, let me look at her feed. And they'll come back, and odds are they'll either, you know, show your post some love, or they'll throw you a follow. So I think it really helps to be constantly engaging with people. Go through your feed, your home feed, you know, comment on people's photos. It really helps, and you will see that return, I promise.
That's actually really great advice, because I've noticed that myself. If I, since I, you know, am primarily in the health and wellness space, when I'm looking at other health and wellness bloggers and engaging with people that I don't necessarily follow, but I just kind of stumbled upon, when I engage with them, they definitely come back and at least look at your page and like a few pictures, and, you know, it's totally appreciated. And I can't tell you how many people I've connected with just from, you know, going from one page to the next.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's funny, because I found even hashtags are a perfect example of that. I found this hashtag that, you know, I think it was like, I have this thing with pink, obviously, because my feed's pink. So I went through that, and I found so many fun, like, fabulous accounts that I loved. And I did exactly what I just said. I went through their pictures, and I commented. I said, oh my gosh, I love your feed, such a cute photo. And I can't even tell you how many people came back to my feed and said the same thing and gave me a follow. So, you know, it's really important to be doing your research and constantly trying to connect with other people, because if you're not doing that, nobody's just going to come to your nobody's going to randomly stumble upon your own feed, you know.
Absolutely. So with that being said, kind of since we're talking about the whole following situation, if you are a Instagrammer, you know how frustrating the whole follow, unfollow situation is. So, and you, if you don't know, basically some people will follow you, and then as soon as you follow them back, they'll go ahead and unfollow you. It's just like a mechanism to get followers. It's so lame, and it's so disingenuous that, like, you probably don't want them following you anyway, because they're not going to be a true follower. But how do you feel about the follow-unfollow situation? How do you think, or how do you recommend approaching it?
Oh, it's the worst. I'm sure you know that too. But I figured out a way that I think works in the unfollow-follow situation. So I would say to make a connection with that person. Don't be spammy about it, because I get messages sometimes when people will follow me and say, hey, I just followed you, can you give me a follow back?
And oh, I hate that.
There's nothing worse. So don't be that person. So you want to make a genuine comment on that person's Instagram. So go to their Instagram, say, hey, I love what you're doing, or whatever. I love your feed. Make a comment about the photo that they posted. So then once you do that, I think it makes more of a connection, so that they can kind of say, hey, okay, like, I actually know this person now, so I'm not going to go unfollow them. So I think that's what really helps. Like, I feel like once you kind of talk to someone and you're like, okay, I know them now, so I'm not going to go and follow them. So I think that works. So try it and see if it helps a little bit. But I think you're always going to encounter those people that just want to get followers, and they're going to just unfollow you. But don't be that person.
I totally agree. So not to stay on the negative train, but one more question. I feel like it's really easy to kind of get wrapped up in this whole, like, Instagram realm and compare yourself to other Instagrammers and bloggers and, you know, kind of, like, mentally drain yourself about it because you're like, oh, well, how come they have more followers than I do? Like, they have less posts than me. And I just think it's very hard to stay positive sometimes. So what would be your advice on comparing yourself to others on social media and especially on how to, you know, specifically stay positive?
Totally. So stay in your own lane. I tell myself that all the time because it's so hard not to compare yourself because you're constantly scrolling through your feed and seeing other, you know, girls that are gorgeous or girls that are on this amazing vacation in Europe and you're sitting in your own house like, why aren't I there? So it's really hard not to compare yourself to people. But what I try to do is just focus on my own Instagram or social media and not worry about, you know, how many followers somebody else has. I focus on myself and I use others' Instagrams as inspiration. So I try not to, you know, get jealous or anything of people that are on these incredible vacations or have these incredible material things. You know, that's all relevant. And to be completely honest with you, not everything is always as it seems on social media. I think we all know that. So try not to compare yourself to people. Just put the blinders on and focus on yourself and use it as a propeller to, you know, help yourself and grow your own Instagram. Don't compare yourself to others.
So shifting gears a little bit from Instagram to, let's jump to Facebook. What are some ways to promote yourself in Facebook groups to really help and grow your social media accounts?
Facebook groups, let me tell you, have been a game changer for my business. I don't know where I would be without Facebook groups because there are these groups that are just full of incredible people that are basically on the same path as you. You know, everyone's looking for ways to connect and ways to grow their following or whatever the case may be. You know, even support questions are asked and whatnot. So there are so many Facebook groups for bloggers. There's Facebook groups for specifically Pinterest, specifically Instagram. Anything you could ever ask for, there's a Facebook group for. So use those Facebook groups to, you know, promote yourself on social media. It could be for anything. It could be for your business, for your own social media platforms. So a lot of the Facebook groups have follow feeds or like feeds where you follow each other or you can find accounts that you love. You know, I've met so many amazing women specifically through Facebook groups. It's just, I can't even begin to describe to you like how incredible they are.
I actually think that's how I connected with you.
Yeah.
Through your Facebook group. But how do you find these Facebook groups for like newbie bloggers or, you know, just anybody who really wants to grow their social media accounts? Like, how do you know what groups to join? Do you have any tips kind of from that point of view? Because I know I personally joined through, I guess it would be like the Skinny Confidential podcast.
Right.
And then that's how I was able to become introduced to other groups. But I'm just curious how you were able to do that.
I think it started just searching, just blogger Facebook groups, blogger support, or Instagram support. Like if you just type in on Facebook blogger or blog or, you know, keywords like that, usually the Facebook groups come up. And then once you join, it's kind of, you know, it's, you figure it out from there. And, you know, a lot of people have their own Facebook groups, and then in other Facebook groups, they'll promote their own group. So then you find others through that. Or there's a way on Facebook groups that you can promote, you can kind of put other Facebook groups in your group. like the first thing that you see, recommended groups. So you can join through that. I have a couple linked in my own Facebook group, The Curated Chic. So I think that's a great way too. Or you can, you know, I've even posted asking, hey, does anybody else have any Facebook groups that they love to join, you know?
I love that. Yeah, because I kind of agree with your mentality there. The more the merrier. It's not really a competition when it comes to the Facebook group. So inviting everybody to join is definitely the way to go.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, I definitely have some questions in this next field because I really haven't dedicated that much time to Pinterest. So I kind of want to switch over to the social media aspect of Pinterest because I feel like it's a hidden gem and people who really spend time on Pinterest do nothing but boast about the results. But personally, I just haven't invested the time in it yet. So can you talk a little bit about some Pinterest tips and tricks?
Yeah, so Pinterest is more of a new thing for me and I'm kicking myself because I wish that I had put more effort into it earlier. So I started with Pinterest because I saw someone who was making a lot of money off of Pinterest and they were talking about it a lot. So I was like, hey, what are they doing to be making money off of Pinterest? This is so cool. So I set out to figure it out myself. I asked a lot of questions. I did a lot of research. So Pinterest is essentially a search engine overall. And it's so incredible because there are like millions and millions of people on Pinterest. And it's just amazing, that platform. It's a great way to grow your traffic to your blog. You know, you can make your own custom pins to direct people to your blog. So when you see pins on Pinterest, they're clickable. And when you click them, they lead somewhere, usually a website or, you know, whatever it may be that somebody is promoting on Pinterest. So it's a great way to get people to go wherever you want them to go, whether it's an affiliate link or your own personal blog or really anything you can put on the website.
Yeah, I definitely love how diverse Pinterest is. Do you recommend any like programs for learning more about Pinterest and how to really like go about it? Or have you found Pinterest to be more like straightforward? Just because like I haven't really dabbled in it yet. So I feel like it's a little intimidating.
Right. I found out kind of how to navigate Pinterest through actually Facebook groups. I met a lot of people who knew a little bit more about it than me. And I asked them questions. I've looked up YouTube videos. I've looked up, a lot of people write blog posts about it, you know, how to grow your views on Pinterest or whatever it may be. So I really taught myself, but I would tell people, because it is a search engine, it's super important to make sure that you have SEO, so search engine optimization. So in your bio, you want to be using those keywords that whatever you're doing on Pinterest, so I don't know if you're a social media person or you have your own jewelry business, whatever it may be, you want to make sure that you're using keywords that people would search for in your name, in your bio, in your board description. So anywhere you can write something on Pinterest, make sure you're using SEO keywords that people would be searching for so that you're found easier.
That's such a great tip. And since you're throwing out kind of a lot of lingo here, do you have any resources that you would recommend for anybody listening if they kind of want to further their research, whether it be like a podcast or blogs or just anything really to help them strengthen their social media presence?
Honestly, Pinterest is a great resource. You can search anything on Pinterest. So I even will search ways to grow your Instagram. And so many people have written blog posts on how to grow your Instagram. That's how I taught myself Pinterest, because I searched how to grow your Pinterest views. I don't use any automation services, so I don't really use Tailwind. I don't use any of that. There's tons of different ways. People sell courses on Pinterest. You can literally search YouTube videos on Pinterest. There's tons of resources to figure it out. We live in an era that you can search anything and find the answer for it on the internet. So use it to your ability and search for it. Ask questions. Ask others questions. That's how I started. I asked people questions that knew more about Pinterest than I did, and I found out my answers through that.
I totally agree, and I, at least in my experience, I feel like people are so honored that you're reaching out to them that they are super receptive, and they'll answer questions for you, especially if you're, you know, genuine and kind about it. So do you have any other tips for growing your Pinterest?
Yeah, so obviously I said the first thing was the SEO keywords, which is super important. So another way to do it is through Facebook groups. You can use the file feeds on Facebook groups, or I like to repin a lot. So I would suggest repinning at least 20 times a day. So the more you repin, the more your Pinterest is found. So repinning is super important. I make my own pins. So I use Canva, and I'll make a pin to promote my own blog posts. So you can look on Pinterest and get examples of pins that have gone viral. I think warmer colors attract people more. So like pinks and reds and those kind of colors. But yeah, so that's super important to create pins as well, repinning. And I've also figured out that following people in your niche is super important too, because usually it's kind of like Instagram as well. If you follow people, they're more likely to follow you back. So I've seen a huge increase on Pinterest from that as well.
That's a great tip. And again, just kind of like harnessing in on the collaboration over competition, it's totally okay to follow people in your, you know, who post similar things or still in your, you know, whether it be fashion atmosphere or wellness sphere or whatever it may be. I totally agree with that.
Oh, yeah. It's so important. And it's these days, it's like you can't do anything on your own. You need help. So it's so important to connect with others who are more than likely on the same path as you, so you can help each other. I've met so many incredible people through social media. It's just mind-blowing. And even some girls that have become like some of my best friends, some of the most amazing people that I've met, some women who inspire me to no end. I mean, social media can have negative effects, but it also can be an incredible place.
100%. I actually just took a trip with my husband to California, and I met up with other wellness bloggers there that I had previously connected with on Instagram. And I, you know, didn't know them a year ago before I started blogging, and I just had collaborated with them randomly, and we got dinner, and it was such a great time. And I was like, it's so crazy how social media makes the world such a smaller place. And just harnessing in on the collaboration. No, I'm all about it.
It's so important to have that community. I live outside of Philadelphia, and I'm a little bit isolated out here, but there are tons of Philadelphia bloggers. I'm sure where everyone else lives, there are also bloggers. So it's super important. Find people in your area, take pictures with them, go to restaurants with them, go to events with them. It's so great to have like a community that you can do things with and support each other, and it makes all the difference.
100%. I definitely agree with that. So before we wrap up, do you have any other Instagram tips that you would like to share with everyone?
Yes. So it's super important to make sure the quality of your photos is good enough that brands are looking at you to say, hey, that photo that she took of our product is great. Let us repost it, because they're always looking for user-generated content. So you don't need a professional camera to take your pictures, even though it helps. But I use my iPhone for mostly everything. So I take my pictures on my iPhone X, and then I edit them. But I've noticed that a lot of these bloggers that are growing rapidly take fabulous pictures, and the pictures that they take of products for brands or clothing are so great, and that these people want to feature them on their own personal Instagrams. And some of these Instagrams have, like, you know, upwards of 100,000 followers. So that's getting your content in the eyes of that many people, which is so important for growth. So keep that in mind when you're taking your pictures or when you're arranging your content, that your feed looks top notch and that your content is top notch. And yeah, I think that's really the equation to a good Instagram.
Yeah, I definitely think that's really solid advice.
Yeah.
So I do have one last question for you, and I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh my gosh, this is a good question, because I absolutely love kombucha, and it's funny because I've just kind of gotten into it, and I became obsessed. I think I became a little bit too obsessed. I would go to the local supermarket and get it on tap, like, every day. They literally knew me by name because I would go in. Shout out to Baba's Brew, because it's amazing. But my two favorites are honey chamomile and flower power, which is like a mix of different flowers. And it is so delicious and refreshing. And I would highly suggest it if you can get your hands on it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Kate. I think you really provided a lot of value, and I think everybody's really going to take away a lot of good information from this.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so happy I could provide some Instagram information or social media information.